You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, there is some stuff to get ready for as the Hornets apparently are the Lakers' best friends in playoff preparation. Shouts to the Hornets. Obviously, this is the first time you guys are hearing from me in a little while, so I'm going to explain that and prepare you for what to look forward to here moving forward. And I wrote something for my Substack, a kind of welcome post for the Substack that I will be narrating here as well. So let's get to it. By the time you guys are listening to this, the Lakers are going to be getting ready to play the Chicago Bulls. Earlier today, we got some news on that matchup and specifically who might be participating in it. And it looks like D'Angelo Russell will be making his return to the court. He, along with Anthony Davis, are considered probable. Anthony Davis's foot was the only thing listed on the injury report. No mention of the jammed fingers that had us worried there for a little bit the last time we saw him. So that was good news. Mo Bamba's still out, and LeBron is considered questionable for tonight's game. So should have, hopefully, a relatively full roster heading into what amounts to the latest, most important game that the Lakers will be playing. It is that important in large part because of the results from last night, where Golden State came back and beat the New Orleans Pelicans. And most interestingly, most importantly, I would say, Charlotte beat OKC 137-134. A result, look, they beat Dallas twice, and then now they get this result. Interestingly, in that game, for the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't play, so something going on maybe there where OKC is kind of straddling the fence, and, you know, if we make the play-in, cool. If we don't, you know, I guess that's another lottery pick for us. So, interesting result there. Obviously, between the Golden State Warriors and the New Orleans Pelicans, it's kind of a coin flip, you know, depending on who you want to win that one and who you would rather face in the play-in game. Personally, I would rather face the Pelicans in that play-in game. They don't have the experience to be able to deal with it, and we never know when Zion Williamson might be ready to play. But for most of that game, New Orleans looked like the better team, so who knows? I think it's we've arrived at that point here with the Lakers where, you know, it would be nice to land in the sixth spot and not have to deal with the play-in. But in all likelihood, they're probably going to be in one of those spots. And from there, you just kind of take care of business wherever or against whomever that you are going to be playing. A couple things from around the Lakers that I have found interesting in the last week or so while we have been away waiting for the transfer of IP and all of that stuff. Most recently, you had Austin Reeves and Alex Caruso pushing back at the comparison and the relationship in that they kind of share here, right? Two white guys who Lakers fans liked quite a bit, but whose games don't resemble each other at all, really. So you can kind of start to sense how sick both guys are at that comparison. And you know what? I completely get it. The only reason that they're being compared is because they're a couple white guys. That's it. There's nothing else there going on. And, obviously pretty out of the ordinary to see you know, white American players having the amount of success that both of those guys have. It just doesn't happen very often in the NBA. And yeah, that makes for pretty obvious link between the two. And then you combine that with, you know, the Alex Caruso departure and everything surrounding that. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways, Lakers fans kind of look at Austin Reeves, or some factions of Lakers fans kind of look at Austin Reeves as, you know, if he works out, if he pans out, then it was okay that they let Alex Caruso walk. To that, I would say no. Flatly disagree. It will never be okay that the Lakers, coming off of a championship, decided to let a key part of that championship walk, don't get anything in return for it, for the sole reason of saving some luxury tax dollars. That's it. That was all that went into it. You know, maybe you can maybe say that, you know, some people in the Lakers organization didn't quite value Alex Caruso from a basketball standpoint. And yeah, that's probably a factor as well. But at the end of the day, the Lakers, you know, in that offseason, they traded for Russell Westbrook, obviously. That's going to get all of the attention. And yeah, they forced themselves into a spot where they felt like they had to choose between Caruso and Talen Horton-Tucker. And then obviously made the wrong decision. And you can kind of see with that combination of three decisions there, why that was such a just absolutely crippling offseason. But, you know, at this stage, hoping to you know, make up for that that series of decisions, and, you know, looking at Caruso and seeing the way that he can still impact the game, especially on the defensive side of the ball, yeah, you can the Lakers can reproduce any number of either undrafted or second round white talent that they want. But at the end of the day, that was a bad decision that they made. And while Austin Reeves is a really cool story and a really and appears to be a really promising player, the Lakers would still be significantly better with Alex Caruso in the fold. So yeah, I think it makes some sense. This is just kind of how the brain works in fandom and sports, that you try to find any way to kind of, you know, put some aloe vera on the burns that happen in sports fandom. But that aloe vera is just kind of a temporary fix. And what is still left there for a while is that burn eventually of, God, that, man, can we have a redo? Is there any way to go back and redo this one? And there isn't. And it is, you know, the time to move on has long since passed. But Austin Reeves' success does not move, you know, make up for how bad a decision that was. And it really kind of is too bad that at the end of the day, two really impactful players are compared only because of the color of their skin. I would hope that eventually we would kind of move on from that and notice that they are kind of the antithesis to each other. Like, Caruso makes his impact on defense, doesn't need the ball in his hands a ton, and as such doesn't, you know, impact the game offensively as much. And Reeves, you know, has become one of the craftier players in the NBA offensively and still does. You know, he's probably pretty good at best on defense. And at worst, depending on the matchup, can get kind of picked on. So, yeah, it's been really cool to watch Reeves play. It would be amazing to watch those guys share a backcourt, because I think their games kind of fit really well as puzzle pieces, but that isn't the case. And it is probably time to just kind of move on. In better news though, the finalists or people who appear to be on their way to making the Hall of Fame, that list has come out. The class is absolutely loaded. And in that class is Pau Gasol. Now, we probably knew this was going to happen as soon as the Lakers decided to retire his number. It does require, you know, a championship or multiple championships and a Hall of Fame career to have your number up there with the other Lakers greats from over the years. Powell's is up there. So I think that was, you know, the final indication that anybody probably needed to know where this was winding up. And it absolutely is the right call. Powell is one of the foremost, you know, European players who came over and impacted the game. He did win those two championships. I think he won Rookie of the Year. He had the success that he had with the Spanish national team. There was no world in which he wasn't going to make the Hall of Fame. And then by extension, there was never any world in which he was not going to make to have his number retired by the Lakers. It 1,000,000,000% was the right call for them to do so. You know, not just from a basketball standpoint and all of that stuff. He is like a Hall of Fame human being too. So it's just really cool to see him get this recognition for what was indisputably an incredible career, both on and off of the court. So congratulations again, Powell, for this latest honor. You deserve all of it, and I'm really happy to sit here and watch it all kind of take place for you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, I guess I've rambled enough, and it's probably you've been sitting there wondering, hey, you are now with a new company. What all does this mean? It means essentially that the model is fairly similar to what Locked On Lakers was, you know, a few years ago. All of the shows are going to be hosted by me. I am going to be, you know, I've already cast a pretty wide net out there for. Guests to come on and have conversations about the Lakers or the NBA. On top of those guests that you guys have loved over the years, friends of the show, as they were, I do have two people who have signed on, at least tentatively, to be regular guests, weekly guests here on the show. There are some details to iron out, but as of right now, the hope is that Harrison and I will continue to have a weekly show and that Aaron and I will continue to have a weekly show. The great news about the move to Blue Wire is that now Pete and I are going to be able to record every so often together, and that there might be some LFR Lakers Lounge crossover shows on occasion. So those will be fun as well. But yeah, the model is basically, you know, one kind of shorter show, every day here. The lowdowns are going to continue, as we react to news and stuff like that. They are going to be a little bit longer now than they were at, Silver Screen, as, you know, the different model calls for different types of shows. So maybe slightly more rambling, a little bit more analysis in this space than maybe there was before. But yeah, that's what those shows are going to sound like. And they will continue on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. And yeah, I've really enjoyed doing those. So those are going to continue. And then also Monday through Friday, we are going to have, you know, longer conversational episodes to take up some of your time as well. Also coming back are the iTunes mailbag. I talked about this with Harrison, and I am going to require your input on this front. But if you leave a 5-star review on iTunes, I will take that question and I will answer it. No matter what the topic, no matter what the question, if you leave it in the form of a 5-star review, I will answer that weekly, just like I used to at Locked On, with a Sunday mailbag. So that will be coming back as well every single week. And every single one of those reviews that I get, I will be responding to. Beyond that, I guess I should talk about the Substack. And on that note, I guess I'll just do some reading. If you Google Kobe Bryant quotes about fatherhood, you likely aren't going to come across the one that helped me get through the last couple months. If you can find it, please pass it along in the comments, because I apparently also suck at Googling stuff. Essentially, he said his daughters helped keep him centered because they didn't care about how we performed on any given night. All that mattered was that the game ended and that they would have their dad again. He could drop 81 or struggle to throw a pea in the ocean. All that mattered, that daddy was off work. Recently, Anthony Davis shared an adorable story about his daughter drawing him a rainbow as he dealt with once again landing on a disabled list. Hilariously, he mentioned that she may have just done so because she loved drawing rainbows, but that, to him, the drawing signified the ending of his latest injury nightmare. Children are incredible because simultaneously they lack any kind of perspective, but also manage to understand the concept better than their adult counterparts, as the soul-crushing trivialities of life all too often mask what really matters. When things are going well in this maddening industry, as they were when I was full-time at Vox with the family benefit plan, it's easy to wrap your identity up with that relative success. After all, my first check for any kind of sports content was for $23.86, and all of a sudden I had a full-on salary. I was on top of the world with any number of possibilities in front of me. Then, it all ended in an email I received with Avery and Miles in the car as I was treating her. Miles is still too young for donuts, though if you saw him, you would never know. I was treating her to Krispy Kreme that morning. In an instant, I went from having it all figured out to wondering if I should grab the receipt and try to return those donuts. I didn't return the donuts. I was jobless, not a monster. The whole ride home, I found myself looking into the rearview, where my kids could obviously be seen, but where my career also resided. It was crushing. They rely on me. Avery just started preschool. Miles has his checkups. The hell am I going to do? Daddy, can I have a donut? That I heard from the back seat. What? Yeah, duh. Avery didn't care about the email I received in line at Krispy Kreme. She could care less about the phone calls I had just made to share the news. Well, minus getting really excited about hearing Mama in the car speakers. All that mattered to her was the chocolate sprinkled donut I was keeping from her while I raced through scenarios of what comes next. In my haste to provide, I forgot to, you know, provide. The point of all this isn't just to show off my incredible parenting. It really is a mission statement in this latest endeavor. My thoughts on the Lakers have provided quite a bit for my family, but they don't define me. So yes, there are going to be plenty of thoughts on the Lakers here, and that will make up the majority of the content on this page, but I also want to explore all kinds of topics with you. So let's get down to brass tacks. Here's the plan for this page. There's going to be plenty of short-form reactions to news about the Lakers with tidbits of information I can add as context. I'm still an aggregator at heart, after all. There's going to be bi-weekly columns on the Lakers or the NBA at large and how that topic affects the Lakers. There's going to be occasional bonus columns on, you know, anything. I love TV, so there's going to be reaction to Succession, Mandalorian, Ted Lasso, and, you know, Love is Blind, and anything in between. My first love in sports was actually the Dodgers, so yeah, probably going to dip into some of that too. Industry thoughts. There's a lot going on in this weird space, and sometimes I like to think out loud about it. And, you know, anything else that comes up. In terms of podcasts, as I'm sure you've noticed, Lakers Lounge and This Lowdown is living on. That feed will be uploaded here as well as every other podcast platform. For Substack specifically, The Anthony Irwin Show will be where you find conversations on topics that capture my mind. It does tend to wander, so yeah, fair warning on that. And then audio columns. Just as before at Silverscreen, the plan is to narrate columns and the occasional reaction piece here as an exclusive benefit to subscribers. So yes, this is going to be the last one that sits here on the Lowdown. So if you're still here, just know that your loyalty and support means the world to me. I plan to make good on that commitment with every post I write, with every pod I record. Sure, Avery and Miles don't care if I don't exactly bring it every so often, but you do, and I will do my absolute best to continue to earn your trust. And with that, that's going to be the Substack. Those are going to be the two main kind of projects here moving forward. I do have a couple other things potentially on the horizon, but for right now, those are the two main focuses. And, you know, before we kind of move on here, I do want to just kind of really quickly thank Kevin Jones and Ty Windisch and Henry Edinger and everybody who kind of reached out from Blue Wire. Basically, as soon as I was laid off, it was almost immediate. And it wasn't just them. There were, you know, quite a few people who were interested, especially once, you know, word kind of got out that we were going to be allowed to keep RIP. You know, there was quite a bit of interest out there. But at the end of the day, I have been talking with Kevin about Blue Wire for years. And, you know, it just kind of happened where we were ships passing in the night. We never really got the ability to work together or the opportunity to work together. And I'm really happy that has finally changed and that, you know, my stuff can now be added to the absolute bevy of incredible content that gets produced every single day at Blue Wire. So thank you to Kevin. And again, thank you to everybody there at Blue Wire for the incredible patience and the amount of respect that they kind of showed for everything that I have stood for in my content. And I cannot wait to continue to produce that for you guys here. And then most importantly than just about anything other than my family, and there's zero chance that Jen is listening to this, but babe, I love you. But to you guys, to you listeners who continue to subscribe, continue to listen, the Lowdown numbers were actually still going up despite there not being any additional content there. And yeah, that has a lot to do with the Lakers being a lot more interesting right now, but you, the listeners, the readers, you continue to just absolutely blow me away with the amount of support that you have given me over the years. And like I said in the piece, I am going to continue to fight and scratch and claw to continue to earn that loyalty, that trust, that commitment. And I do not take it lightly at all. I love you all. I can't wait to keep this thing going. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.